There was a time when beaver lodges like this one and the busy beavers that build them had almost disappeared from Canada because of overtrapping. But the beaver, who will always be associated with Canada's early days, has been reintroduced into many areas, and it's made a successful comeback. The beaver builds dams because he has to store
CITR
in water deep enough not to freeze. With all the wood cutting that the beaver has to do, it's fortunate that his incisor teeth never stop growing.
Good evening, you listen to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from the new Jim Guthrie album, and it's called Takes Time. Here, the track called Difference a Day Makes. Probably be playing this in the next few weeks. Some good Canadian music to start off the show. And you are listening to Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be on air until midnight tonight. If you want to hear anything, give me a call, 604-822-2487. Got a pretty wide range of stuff coming up on the show tonight. We have tracks from Lightning Dust, some more stuff from Baths, Arc Schnauss, and later on we'll get into some more noisy, droney, experimental stuff towards the end of the show. But to start it off, we're going to keep going with some more singer-songwriter-type artists, and you can hear something from Stanley Brinks, a newer album that came out a few months ago called Hoovers. I haven't had a chance to check it out until recently. If you're not familiar, Stanley Brinks, he used to be one of the guys in the group called Herman Dune, one of the brothers, and he was went under the name Andre Herman Dune. Broke off from the Herman Dune band and went to do his own thing. He's put out a few records on Shrimper Records, and recently he's on the label called BY Records, I do believe. Check him out at BY records.com. From Stanley Brinks, you can hear a track called Maybe I'll See You Again. After that, something from Montreal's Arbutus Records, the new Sean Nicholas Savage album that I've been playing the past few weeks. You can hear something from that, and then we'll see what we get to right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Stanley Brinks.
Sweet, loose and red. You were running and your coat was too big. Bloody Mary was going to my head. With the help of coffee and a cig. And you and the morning sun. Like needles right through my brain. A little painful, but fun. Maybe I will see you again. Oh, maybe I will see you again.
Your dream, I'll make it real. If it's your dream. Shindig 2013 is now accepting submissions to celebrate the 30 years of our Battle of the Bands. We are relaxing some of the rules this year. Any band can enter Shindig, even if you've played it before. All you need to do is send a minimum 3-song demo of your original material, a short biography of your band, and your contact information. All submissions must be sent in by August 12th. For more information, go to www.citr.ca.
And that was the voice of Sean Nicholas Savage. New album is called Other Life, and you heard the track called Like a Baby, and it's based out of Montreal and is on the Arbutus record label. It's put out quite a few albums on that label. I think he put out probably about 4 or 5. You can check him out on his Bandcamp. He has really, really nice, smooth R&B soul type vocals. Prior to that, you heard something from Stanley Brinks, a track from the album called Hoovers. You heard the song called Maybe I'll See You Again. And it really kind of has that almost kind of klezmer Jewish sound to it. If you haven't heard of Stanley Brinks, he was also a part of Herman Dune's band a while ago. Anyways, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and going to be on air until midnight tonight. Check out the website, citr.ca, if you want to check out more podcasts and playlists, or in case you missed something I said, you can check out everything there. Once again, that's citr.ca. So we'll keep going with some more Canadian stuff. You can hear something from the Kingston Kingston University Civic Guilt compilation put out by CFRC Radio. Really great compilation featuring a whole bunch of Kingston artists. You can hear something from Megan Hamilton, a track called Moth, and then after that we'll see what we get to. Actually, you're probably going to hear, what did I have lined up? Got quite a few tracks lined up this evening. You're probably going to hear something from OG Melody. And this is a group out of Toronto featuring Thomas Gill and a girl named Ilza Craig. Thomas Gill used to be in the live touring band for Katie Stelmanis before she went to Austria, but has been putting out a lot of solo stuff just under the name Thomas. But he's got this kind of R&B soul side project called OG Melody that I've been checking out. You can hear a track called Take You Home off their OG Melody EP. Check it out at ogmelody.bandcamp.com. But first, this is something from CFRC Radio in Kingston, Ontario. Actually, I think I have the wrong track queued up. There's a whole bunch of different wide range of artists, and I know I picked a way different track than that. Anyways, this track is from Megan Hamilton, and once again, this compilation is called Civic Guilt, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Megan Hamilton.
Fall After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
Trap that drunk window smoker, tied and drooling, flapped and stunk, pillow stroked my hand, pooling must be peas, strapped or hung that fellow, broke my grand stool, dust he, seas stung or wallowed, hope or glands, ruled my lust, seas stopping wrist or heaving clots and lists, nor seizing crap that bunk. Indoor broken ride and fooling. This is John M. Bennett, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
And we're back from Toronto. That was something from OG Melody. Track was called Take You Home. And prior to that was something from the CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, Kingston University, or Queen's University, I should say. That was a track from the Civic Guilt compilation. You heard an artist named Megan Hamilton with a track called Moth. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, going to be on air for another hour or so. So the new Chelsea Wolfe album is called Pain is Beauty. It's set to release on September 3rd. And it's going to be out on the Sargent House record label. Pretty great label. It's been putting out tons of good stuff in the past few years. And I do believe it's her first release on this label. You're going to hear a track off of it that she just released a couple days ago. It's called We Hit a Wall. And she released a few singles a few weeks ago called The Ward. And it tend to be a little bit more electronics and dance-oriented track. But this one sounds a lot more like older Chelsea Wolfe that's been put out on previous albums. You can hear a track from that, and then after that, you probably hear something from PJ Harvey. But right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Chelsea Wolfe.
Thank you.
back, you'll listen to CITR 101.9 FM. That was some older stuff from PJ Harvey. You come through off the 2004 her album. Actually, wow, it's pretty surprising. That's close to 10 years that the album's approaching. Prior to that was a new single from the new Chelsea Wolfe album. It's called Pain is Beauty, and you heard the single called We Hit a Wall. And once again, that's going to be out on September 3rd, out on Sergeant House Records. And she's going to be doing a few dates. I believe she has one date this fall in Vancouver. I'll have to find out for sure. Anyways, you are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And pretty much been cycling through the new Austria album the past few weeks, and I'm going to keep going with that to not break the cycle. You're going to hear a track called Hurt Me Now off the new Olympia album. And then after that, some local from Lightning Dust. The new album is called Fantasy, and it's out on Jag Jaguar Records. You're going to hear what I believe is the single, Loaded Gun. I do believe the music video that they just put out for this. You can check it out at... actually, I'm not sure where you can check it out. I'll have to find out. Anyways, it came out on Jag Jaguar Records. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from the new Austra album. This track is called... the closing track on the album, I should say. It's called Hurt Me Now.
Oh, Is your band going on tour? At Practicar Rent-A-Rec, we offer budget-minded individuals the opportunity to think economy with reliability, thrifty pricing, and value for your dollar. All you need is to be 19 or older and have a valid driver's license. To get your band and gear on the road today, go to azureautogallery.ca or call 604-232-9873. That's 604-232-9873.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. Got about 45 minutes left on the program, and we'll keep going with some more kind of electronic-oriented stuff. But I'll give you a quick rundown on what you just heard. That was the new Lightning Dust album. It's called Fantasy, and you hear the track called Loaded Gun. If you're not familiar, one of the side projects of Black Mountain. Prior to that was a new Austra album. It's called Olympia. You have a track called Hurt Me Now, and it's put out on Domino Records, I should say, in the States, and up here in Canada it's gonna be put out on Paperbag Records. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock, and the new Baths album came out a couple weeks ago, and been pretty stoked on this one. It's called Obsidian. Is a producer out of LA named Will Wiesenfeld, and is out on the new Anticon record label, I should say. From Obsidian, you're going to hear a track called Miasma, and then after that, something from Ulrich Schnoss, another artist on Domino Records, from Ulrich Schnoss, or Schnoss, whatever you say. His new album is called A Long Way to Fall, and you're going to hear a track called a Forgotten Birthdays right here, kind of a colder, darker electronica set coming up right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Baths.
Thank you. here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was new stuff from Ulrich Schnoss. That was a track called A Forgotten Birthday off the A Long Way to Fall album. Prior to that was new stuff from Head to Common Records, the new album from Baths, second album out on that label. It's called Obsidian, and you heard the track called Miasma. And so that was my kind of colder, darker electronica set. So right now we're going to move into a little bit of noise and experimental sound art. The CRES Media Arts compilation just came out a few weeks ago. It's called Audio Art Volume 789, and it's a three-disc set of a lot of Vancouver-based just media noise artists. You can hear something from an artist named Scant in Tone, an older track called Portal that he recorded in 2009, and this is off of volume 7 of the compilation. And once again, it's a three-disc compilation just featuring some great local sound artists. I've been playing it in the past few weeks, and I'll be probably playing it in the next coming weeks, I should say. And this is put out by the CRES Media Arts Committee, which is a volunteer-run Vancouver-based group that's just kind of focuses on the experimental audio art community. And I think the production of this album was put out through CFRO Radio, co-op radio, I should say. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track from Scant in Tone. We'll probably just hear this track, and then we'll see what we get to after that. It's kind of a longer track, so you might just hear this one. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Scant in Tone.
BC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Scant in Tone. That was a very low drone-y track called Portal, and that's taken from the CRES Media Arts compilation, a three-disc set of Vancouver-based experimental audio artists. And thanks for listening to this episode of Canada Post Rock. I'm going to end it off with kind of a longer track, but thanks for listening. Like I said, check out the website, canadapostrock.ca. I'm a little bit behind on updating it, but I'll probably get around to it this weekend. You can check out podcasts and playlists and stuff like that. And don't forget to check out CITR's website, citr.ca. You can check out everything you need to know, podcasts, check out the summer schedule, upcoming shows, and everything you need to know about the radio station. So I'm going to leave you with something from Benoit Piolard, and he's a drone lo-fi experimental artist who's based in Michigan, and I think is based out of Portland right now. He's put out a few albums out on the Cranky record label, but he puts out a lot of lo-fi, and or I should say CDR and tape copies. You're going to hear something from a two-track CDR called Roanoke. You'll hear a track called Where Is Your God Now? And he put out this album as a, or this release kind of as a companion to the album called Hymnal, one of the full albums that he put out on Cranky Records. Check out his website at piolard.com, and that's P-I-O-U-L-A-R-D. And the reason why I'm playing him is because he's actually playing in Vancouver tonight, probably right now. He's playing at the Cobalt. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend, but hopefully I'll be able to check him out some other time. So I'm going to leave you with a track called Where's Your God Now? About 15 minutes, and it's going to take you a little bit past midnight. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Benoit Piolard.